Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, those of you who like to use that word neocon, and you were concerned about the neocons who've been controlling foreign policy for quite some time, among them, certainly a person who would be on that list, John Bolton. Well, here's a story reported by CNN. Donald Trump has apparently become irritated at an emerging impression that his hawkish national security advisors are marching him closer to war with Iran, despite his isolationist tendencies. Instead, Trump is signaling his intent to speak with the Iranians as those tensions rise in the Persian Gulf, and his national security team has taken steps they hope could facilitate a new diplomatic opening. The likelihood of such an opening appears slim, but Trump has raised concern with the heightened rhetoric, believing a large-scale military intervention with Iran would be devastating, especially to him politically. The president's told members of his team that starting a new conflict would amount to breaking his campaign promise to wind down foreign entanglements, and he's chafed at suggestions his aides, led by, guess whom, National Security Advisor John Bolton, are somehow leading him to war. Here's the interesting part. As recently as last week, Trump was calling outside advisors to complain about Bolton. Trump is frustrated that Bolton has allowed the Iran situation to reach a point where it seems like armed conflict is a real possibility. But his frustrations with his national security advisor actually began earlier this spring over Venezuela. Similar dynamic. Bolton and other aides openly hinted at military options, causing Trump to warn his team to tamp down the rhetoric. Some of these folks can't help themselves, can they? I think this is kind of interesting. Very much so. Closer to home. Do we have Dan Bishop ready to roll as well there, Johnny? We were talking about the 9th District Congressional race is now down to the actual race between the candidates because Dan Bishop was able to get enough votes to avoid a runoff, pretty darn near close to 50%, which is very impressive when you've got a slate of, what, 10 candidates running for the office? You would have thought the possibility of a more fractured outcome where you'd have a runoff would take place. That did not happen. So now it's going to be Dan versus Dan. Dan Bishop versus Dan McCready. And one of the suggestions about Dan McCready is this is a guy who's kind of a stealth candidate who's tried to position himself as some type of conservative. Not a conservative, but more of a conservative Democrat. This is how he's tried to present himself. So Dan Bishop did something pretty bold. He didn't do his own thing in his own place. He kind of went close to Dan McCready's turf and had some choice words. Here is a piece of that audio.
The voters of the 9th District need to know what they're getting in their next congressman. I'm the right Dan. I've been clear on where I stand on issues. But over the last year and a half, Dan McCready has not. Now, I wish Dan McCready would come out here and answer these questions that I'm going to ask today. But since he won't, I brought this Dan.
It's a cutout, by the way.
If you want to do your 2 p.m. press conference with this cardboard cutout, it'll have as much to say as Dan McCready will today. But to get started, I've got just 3 questions today for wrong Dan McCready. First question, who do you support for president in 2020? I support President Trump. Question 2. Do you agree with President Trump's position that there is a national emergency at our southern border? and that we must build a wall. Third question. Will Dan McCready promise he isn't using the people of the 9th District as a launch pad for an immediate U.S. Senate bid? You deserve to know what you're getting in your next congressman. I'm the right Dan. I'm clear where I stand on the issues.
Wow. Dan comes out swinging at the other Dan. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how this race is played out of the coming months. And can you imagine all the advertising dollars that will be connected to this? Because this will be the only game in town. This will be the only race, in fact, that will get national attention and obviously some national dollars. You can very much guarantee that. A lot of money coming into this particular contest. All right, let's serve up some red meat, shall we? By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, Ingalls Advantage Talk Line number 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Here's the red meat for you. It's The View. And we're going to break this up into two pieces. First, this is a reference, kind of a slap back, at the people who voted for the restrictive legislation on abortion in Alabama. And, you know, everything, it can't not be about values and principles and ideas. No, this is about sex and about race. Here is Joy Behar.
Can we look at a picture of the panel of men who did this?
In Alabama?
There it is.
Yeah.
What do they have in common?
Well, I think there were, weren't
They're
there
all
four
men,
women?
All white
there
guys.
There were four women on there?
Not here.
They are, all white guys. Maybe we should make up a law that they should all be required to get a vasectomy, that group in particular.
Yeah,
that would solve the problem.
There are only four women in the Alabama Senate, which is...
And they didn't vote for it.
Yeah. You can stop it there. We'll listen to more of this nonsense after the break, perhaps. Yes, I'm going to go there. I'll tell you what. Listening to these women cackle on The View is a great argument for celibacy. It really is. Permanent celibacy. In fact, these are the kind of women that will drive men to sex dolls. Yes, I said it. Let's go. Let's go out to David. Good morning, David.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, Dan Bishop, I'm a big supporter of his. I mean, I think he's the right candidate. I'm glad he won. But, man, you know, he went over there and hit Dan McCready between the eyes yesterday. But I think he's got to not only distance himself from HB2. I mean, that's what he acted like he was trying to do. Why not hit the thing between the eyes and say, look, yeah, I stood up and sponsored this HB2 bill because, you know, we don't sickos running around in women's restrooms and kids' locker rooms.
Do you really think that's going to be a big issue during this campaign? Don't you think people have forgotten about this and moved on?
Well, they brought it up yesterday. It was one of the first questions the reporters
asked. Yeah, media, they'll try to beat this drum. I don't know it's going to get traction, though, David. We'll have to see. They'll do everything they can to try to undermine Dan Bishop. No question about it. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Join News Talk 1110-993 WBT and the Independence Fund for a special Memorial Day can't miss inspirational events featuring wounded combat veteran Danny O'Neill. It's WBT's Veterans Leadership and Business Speakers Series, Tuesday, May 21st, 11:30, Carmel Country Club in Charlotte. First 100 people also get a ticket to the 2019 Coca-Cola 600. Tickets and details available at WBT.com/events. Back on the broadcast, my goodness, I make one comment, and boy, did I open up the, I don't know, the gates of hell, maybe? Hey, Vince, what's wrong with having a sex doll? They don't talk back and never have a headache when you're wanting to do it. I decided not to use the phrase that was in this text. If I ever catch my wife watching The View, she might as well start packing her bags. Wow. Michelle says, hi, Vince. You are far too kind. About these women on The View, it rhymes with witches. Huh, I wonder what that might be. Before we do this, before we listen to more of this claptrap, Ethan would like to talk about something pretty serious. Good morning, Ethan.
Hi, Vince. I'd like to talk about H.R. 5, the Equality Act.
Yes. Fire away.
Okay. So basically, it allows the Department of Justice to intervene in discrimination of gays and transgenders. I'm looking at the summary of the bill on Congress's webpage right now. It says it would redefine public accommodations, saying that you cannot discriminate, cannot deny people access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, a dressing room. You can't say people aren't allowed to certain events, exhibitions, recreation, exercise, amusement, gatherings, or displays, all sorts of stuff here. And I'm just thinking about, oh, by the way, the vote on this is tomorrow, so people should read about this and contact the representatives. But I'm thinking specifically about women in sports, such as the woman who had her skull bashed in by Fallon Fox, the MMA fighter, transgender, or this one's not from sports. It was women in California at a homeless shelter. They were forced to share intimate spaces like bathrooms and showers with a man who was transgender, who sexually harassed them, and on and on and on, lots and lots of cases. So I wanted to get your opinion on this, and I wanted to encourage everyone to go look at this because the vote's tomorrow.
Let me ask you this question before I answer. What do you think about it, Ethan?
I think it's very dangerous because it's very harmful to women by trying to erase gender distinctions. It not only makes it easier for malicious people to get close to women and hurt them, it also is just disrespectful to women in the sense that it doesn't glorify their femininity.
Ethan, how old are you?
I'm 16.
You are a brilliant 16-year-old. I don't need to add anything to what you've said. You have hit this right on the head. This is what's so frustrating about this. And I've got to ask you as well, what type of, I guess, what are the underpinnings of your value system? What do you base that on?
So I base it on my Judeo-Christian values and also my libertarian values.
Excellent, excellent. The reason I ask this question is, see, you understand that women are a special creation of God. God created them to be women and gave them certain special qualities for a reason, right? And Amen. This is to be celebrated. This is to be, as you said, venerated. And what they are doing is destroying that image God created for them. It's
Absolutely.
Crazy. It's crazy, isn't it? So they're... And really, what they're trying to do is have it both ways. We want you to celebrate us as women and celebrate our distinctions, and yet at the same time, we're also trying to erase those distinctions. So we're all just one big sex.
Yeah.
What kind of sense does that make, Ethan?
It doesn't make any at all. But it's also really interesting to see that there's a bunch of left-wing feminist groups that are jumping in to oppose this.
And for good reason. I mean, what this is, and since you mentioned Judeo-Christian, what's one word that you can use to describe what the left has done in the whole gender and sexuality issue? What's one word that would characterize it? Confusion. Who is at the heart of that?
Everybody.
Well, could it be Satan? I knew you'd appreciate that, Ethan. Seriously, you are brilliant. Please stay on top of this, and we'll follow this and see how it develops. Thanks a lot for your call. Do call again, Ethan. He's the kind of kid who gives me hope for the future. Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. Because this is exactly what's going on. This is confusion, is what it is. It's confusion. My goodness. Speaking of confusion, by the way, Dave, USMC, says, go, Ethan, go! Those view gals mentioned vasectomy. I'm one of those old white guys. And I did have a vasectomy after two kids because I'm, what's the word? Responsible. All right, let's listen to more of these women yakking. Listen in. The View.
Gentleman went on to sort of make a biblical
reference.
Mm-hmm. And if what happens if you're an atheist? What happens if you do not subscribe to other people's religious beliefs?
Care.
The thing about this country is, not was, is that we are all allowed to practice the religion of choice and not
like
to
yours,
practice
witchcraft.
If it's not part of your life. So I don't know why you are having to deal with someone else's religious choices.
That's the problem I've always had.
We have
this
to deal
issue.
With yours.
And, you know, I know Megan is pro-life. I think more as a conservative value.
No, and I believe life begins at conception. It's a life issue for me.
For me, it's more of a religious value because I was raised Catholic, and that's it's just a Catholic faith tenet. So that, you know, abortion is murder, and conception also begins at life. But as an attorney, I just believe in a separation of church and state. And there's no way as an attorney that I can say constitutionally that I can tell you that you must believe that conception starts, that life begins
That's
at
right.
conception.
That's
okay,
right.
Turn this woman off for a second. She is so stupid. Now, where in this law does it say anything about the freaking Bible, you idiot? It doesn't. Nothing makes reference to the Bible or anything like it or even religion. It goes back to what? The Constitution. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life, life. It's in the Constitution. What's wrong with you, you nut? Go ahead, roll some more of this stupidity.
Tell you that it is wrong for you.
Yeah.
I can't put my religious values on anyone else.
Okay, stop again. I mean, we had this conversation the other day about slavery, for instance. In fact, that was another one of those memes I came across on Facebook. It was really good. It was Instagram. I'm not going to have time to find this. I'll have to look for this during the break. A friend of mine posted this on Instagram. It was brilliant. I didn't realize someone else has actually said this. And it goes back in history to another example where we didn't care because it happened to somebody else. I will share that much more as we continue the broadcast. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My goodness. Back on the broadcast, let's get this over with. We were listening to the Women of the View. Notice I did not say ladies. These are not ladies by any means. Just going on and on and on and on, you know, just basically, I mean, here's their narrative. And notice where the attack is. This is all aimed at one thing. Let's just come out and say what it is. It's an attack against Christianity. That's what it is. Because they do not want any vestige of Christianity to be seen, to be evident anywhere. They do want the religion of humanism. They do want the religion of feminism. And yes, I called it religion because that's what it is. The tenets of feminism are very clear. Here's what feminists declare. I'm a goddess. I'm a goddess, and I can do whatever the hell I want. And if you're a man, you cannot stop me. You are beneath me. I'm above you. Not only do I want equality, I demand to be over you. I demand to have superiority over you. And if you don't give in to my ambitions of authoritarian control over you, then you hate men. You hate women. You're a misogynist. And therefore, you need to be embarrassed, shamed, humiliated. That's what this is. It's all about control. You know, and this is what's so funny. People are making fun of the Bible and Christianity. What was the entire appeal of Lucifer in the garden? What was it? You shall be as gods. You notice how much traction this mindset has gotten? And I dare say, boy, and I know that I'm going to step on toes in saying this, we got people promoting this stuff in the church too, teaching the idea that we're gods. I had a conversation with somebody who believes this the other day. I didn't even take the time to respond to it. It's nonsense. It really is. We are not gods. The problem is, we believe we are. And everybody ought to bow down to us. See, that's the true religion. It's a god of self, a promotion of self. And when you have billions of gods on the planet, do you wonder why we're not getting along? Is that a mystery? All right, let's listen to the rest of this claptrap, Johnny. Roll it.
Faith, that is not the position of the Catholic Church. So how you reconcile your faith and your attendance at a Catholic church with your beliefs is your own personal decision. But don't present it like the Catholic Church is in agreement with what you just said. They are not.
No.
And I will say that.
Yeah, no, that
I know, but I think the idea that I know, but I think the idea that the Catholic Church is sort of like, but if you're a lawyer, your Catholicism is.
No, the Catholic Church. She's speaking strictly for herself.
The Catholic Church has a pro-life position, and the Catholic Church's position is
actually
pro-life across the board. The Catholic Church is anti-death penalty. The Catholic Church is pro-gun control. The Catholic Church is pro-life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sort of an across-the-board pro-life
position. I went to a...
So there you go. Pro-life. And, you know, she's kind of boasting, you know, we're also against the death penalty. You know, kind of throw all the hodgepodge. But, you know, and part of the conversation, if you heard it, she's basically saying... Yeah, she's a lawyer. So she's saying, you know, my views as a lawyer and all of this, that really reigns supreme over my spiritual convictions. She's got this totally upside down. And this is where a lot of liberals are with their politics. By the way, I should also say this in the interest of fairness. There are some who call themselves Republicans and conservatives who allow their political views to override their spiritual convictions. And I would say the very same thing. I've come across some materials from my friend Frank Viola on this really good. There's another book that's been written on this I haven't gotten into yet. Let me just say this. For those of us who profess to be Christian, we need to make sure that our values and our ideas are transcendent. Here's what I mean by that. We should not allow ourselves to be put into a box by any political party. and we should not be owned by any political party. We should be speaking to, with authority, the political parties with a message that transcends some mere human message. If we allow ourselves to be co-opted by any political system or party, we have been watered down and we have been compromised. This is why I'm disgusted by watching the behavior of people like Franklin Graham. And who is this other guy? I cannot remember his name. Jerry Falwell. I would put him in the same category. And this Jeffress guy. You know, forget about Paula White. I mean, she's so far off the plantation. I just, there's really little I can say that would be very kind about her. Other than using the word charlatan. That might be very kind. But when we allow ourselves to be used by these systems, by these political parties, by these politicians, we have soiled ourselves in a way that is not good for the overall cause. Strong conviction of mine. Let's take a look at the day in history as we look at May 16th. This is May 16th, 2019. Let's go down I-85 to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see what we've got here. Some interesting questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. And we begin with this person in 1920. Canonized as a saint in Rome. Who was it? A female, by the way.
Okay. That narrows it down a bit. Joan of Arc.
You are correct. Joan of Arc. May 16th, 1920. 1929. This award given out for the very first time. By the way, it wasn't on TV. There was no red carpet. What were the awards given out for the first time in 1929?
Academy Awards.
You are correct. 1946, this production. In fact, I think it's one that liberals would not appreciate at all. It opened up on Broadway. 1946. What was the production? I can give you a hint if you need one.
Yeah, because cats is the only thing popping in my head.
It refers to firearms. A firearm. What might it be? 1946. I'll bet Charles knows this.
You're implying that Charles is into show tunes?
I'm implying that Charles is older than dirt, so he would probably... I'm just kidding, no, Charles. A production that opened on Broadway, 1946. I said liberals would not appreciate it. It refers to something that liberals do not like at all and trying to get rid of. Well, I'm going to have to give this one. Annie, Get Your Gun opened up on Broadway.
You know, you could have given an Old West hint or something about women in the Old West. Maybe we would have had a better shot. I'm just saying.
I know. It was kind of a lame hint, wasn't it?
We're used to it.
We've still got... Ooh, I think that was a dig on the host.
Just a little bit.
Wow. We still have two more questions. Not enough time to do it before the break. We'll finish this up and much more as we continue. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Pat McCrory Show.
I actually do believe there is climate change. I think the debate is how much climate change is due to man and how much climate change can be changed, for example, getting rid of all fossil fuels. But since you're going to outlaw fossil fuel, there's really nothing to plug into. So you could forget about your electric car and your Ubers.
The Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson. Tomorrow morning, now 8 to 10. News Talk 1110. 99.3 WBT.
The background in regenerative medicine specifically, I think, is one of the things that really sets us apart or makes us who we are.
That's Tyler Vail, Director of Regenerative Medicine at QC Kinetics in Charlotte.
Here's what someone posted above that. If it's not your slave, it's not your business. 18th century defenders of slavery. Wow. That'll shut some people up, won't it? Because that's the same argument they were using. Not your slave, not your business. Let's finish our contest here. 1965, you should remember this from, well, you may not remember this from your childhood.
No.
Charles May, the Franco-American company introduced this, the neat new spaghetti you can eat with a spoon. Yeah,
spaghetti-os.
Charles. Yes. I had a feeling you would get this.
I used to work in a grocery store. Come on.
Okay. 1975, Junko Tabai. Do you know who this person is? Junko Tabai. It does sound like this person was actually a woman, and she scaled this huge, huge mountain for the first time. What was it?
Everest.
You're right. It was Everest. We're going to give you a bonus question just for that. 50 years ago, Motown got its very first number one single. Do you happen to know what that song was?
I love Motown, but really, the very first one? Was it a female artist or a male?
Female artist. It was a song that was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, though.
Baby Love?
Not quite. Actually, it was My Guy by Mary Wells.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about this? This particular label was started by Berry Gordy Jr. You know how he started this? He borrowed $800 to launch his new label in 1959. Pretty amazing, huh? $800. And
think of all the wonderful music we've gotten since then.
Tell me about it. Isn't that amazing? Pretty amazing stuff. Well, thanks very much. Lonzo, you were the man. Thanks a lot for joining us again today.
I am not the man. You are the man.
Then. No, you are the
See ya.
Take care, man. Let's see here on the text line from Jim out of Greenville. Vince is a Catholic Christian. I'm against more gun control, against abortion, and against the death penalty. You're right. People should not let their politics override religious beliefs. Also, you say our belief should transcend everything else. Then you call someone a charlatan. Wow. Good example of what not to do. Oh, you mean like Jesus calling people snakes and vipers? Well, you're not Jesus. I can just hear it now. I just knew. It's funny. My friend Steve Crosby says this all the time. I am not required to be kinder than Jesus. And he's right. He is absolutely positively right. I think people have this idea, you know, that Jesus is going around, oh, don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt anybody's feelings. Not quite. He had some pretty harsh words, didn't he? And the harsh words were not for the run-of-the-mill sinner. The harsh words were for the religionists. Those are the ones, the false teachers, the people who took advantage of people spiritually. They received the harshest of criticisms. So, thought we should put that out there. Man, I wish I could share some of the things that are popping across on social media even at this moment. By the way, the president is going to announce a new immigration plan today, this afternoon, a plan that was spearheaded by Jared Kushner. Immigration reform proposal. It would beef up border security, also reshape the immigration system, the legal immigration system, putting more of an emphasis on merit-based immigration. It would keep steady the number of legal immigrants in the U.S., reversing one of Trump's initial immigration promises to decrease the number of legal immigrants. Instead, it would limit the number of visas given to family members of U.S. residents, prioritizing merit and education through a points-based system. More than half of legal immigrants were given visas because of family members who are U.S. residents. This is what's called chain migration. 12% of immigrants qualify because of skill. Under the plan, those numbers would roughly be reversed, according to the New York Times. The proposal does not address immigrants already in the country illegally or young immigrants protected under DACA. Officials told reporters the proposal is meant as something Republicans can rally behind. A small group of Republican senators were briefed on the plan last week. All GOP senators were given information about it Tuesday. By the way, this plan is likely dead on arrival in the House. Nothing's going to happen with this. I mean, it's basically a campaign document. Let's be real about it. A White House official said if the Democrats don't want to engage, that'll be part of the election. Surprise, surprise. If they want to engage, it would be part of a negotiation. So that plan is coming out today. So stay tuned for this, and we'll see what the mainstream news media does with it, which I'm sure will be more fear-mongering, scaring people, race-baiting, you know, the stuff they normally do. But we will sort it all out using our minds rather than our emotions. Have yourselves a great day. God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.